We don't get a ton of really big, large wildfires. But we're also in a weather pattern that's very unusual. And we have had fires up towards 50 to 60 acres, even out of Berners Bay. So there is potential for a wildland fire to get going. So the fire marshals instituted this ban statewide, and we get our authority from the state fire marshal to function as a fire department. And so we have to follow the state fire marshal's directives. So effective immediately, all personal use fireworks in the city and borough of Juneau are no longer to be sold or used.
Okay, I think maybe you need to make a distinction here. Personal use, does that mean stuff that we might buy elsewhere and set off in our backyard, or does this also mean the big fireworks organized display that we usually see on the night before Independence Day?
Right. The one for the night of the 3rd is going to be approval to proceed. We worked with state forestry, the fire marshal's office, and the U.S. Forest Service. And because of all the safety precautions that are going into that program, that they are allowing that permit to stand and they're going to continue with the night of the 3rd fireworks show.
Any specific precautions going to be put in place for that, for the barge that's in the middle of the channel there?
They've got licensed pyrotechnicians that are operating the show. The fallout of the fireworks are mapped, and if the winds pick up, then they would look at delaying the show or postponing it potentially for another day.
Okay. But usually kind of in conjunction with that big public display that's put on by the Festival Association is also everybody all up and down the channel. They watch the fireworks. There's big bonfires. They set off their own fireworks. People on top of Mount Jumbo, on top of Mount Juneau also set off fireworks too. What are the penalties for violating the ban, and is this something that you're going to be able to enforce?
GPD is working with the law department and our city fire marshal to kind of line out the specifics of what actual code violations would occur. And it could be anywhere from a simple citation to a criminal charge, just depending on all the factors that are involved. So hopefully later today they've got a little bit more information and can get that lined out so it's being enforced uniformly across the city. And you know, one person's not more heavy-handed than another, and that we're all working off the same set of rules.
So it's quite possible that even though somebody may be in an out-of-place location and be setting off fireworks, they could be getting a citation or end up having a court date because of setting off fireworks on the 3rd, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Any use of personal fireworks could end up in citations. If you're putting other people at risk, you could end up with criminal charges as far as, reckless endangerment or things of that nature.
Are there any particular items that people normally associate or use or set off during the Independence Day holiday that may not fall into this ban? I'm thinking of some less flammable things like maybe sparklers or some other items, or is it just a kind of a blanket prohibition?
Yeah, the sparklers are kind of a gray area. It's not really fireworks, but it's one of those that we're probably not going to go chase down kids with the sparkler that's under adult supervision, but anything that you light a fuse to activate is kind of the definition we use as a working definition for what fireworks are.
Just to kind of expand on the rationale behind this, we're kind of experiencing a drought here in Southeast, aren't we?
Definitely. Our water levels are way low. We've actually had the water department contact us and ask if we could refrain from doing heavy water use out in the valley for firefighter training, just so they can keep up with the usage. This is kind of the driest I've seen Juneau in at least, 15 years. And there is potential with all of our hills and all of our wildland that surrounds us that we could end up with a significant fire.
And how about open burning? Has that been banned as well?
Open burning hasn't been banned. So far, we haven't been experiencing problems with it. People are being responsible with their burning. The only problem we've been running into lately is people burning prohibited items, styrofoam and plastics and things like that. So if we start seeing an increase in wildland fires because of open burning, then we'd look at instituting a ban. Or if the Weather Service institutes a red flag warning, then we would go ahead and institute a ban then.
The police department is going to be having extra officers on patrol on the night of the 3rd and also the 4th of July. What about your department staff? Are you going to be having extra staff working the holiday?
Yes, we'll have 4 ambulances staffed. We'll have at least a couple of chief officers on duty and trying to cover both ends of the borough. So one chief would stay downtown the whole time and one chief would stay out in the valley. Just to make sure that we've got a quick response to anything that goes on in the community.
Okay. Chief Rich Etheridge, thanks a lot.
Hey, thanks for the call.